Got the latest on the 2020 presidential election for you. Vice President Joe Biden will be sworn into office in front of the U.S. Capitol building on January 20th, 2021. And that's all we should care about because those are the facts. I know everything that President Trump and his acolytes and disciples are trying to do. And if you want to still pony up money to the Trump Fund, which has now grown in excess of $200 million instead of giving money to food pantry or a local toy drive, that's your decision. And I started to feel sorry for you, but I don't even want to give you that. Yeah, I just don't even want to know about you. So let's just go back to the facts of January 20th, 2021. Leading up to that day, Republicans at all levels, from Kevin McCarthy in the House, Mitch McConnell in the Senate, Republican state governors, attorney generals, down to the local county GOPers, will continue to bend over and kneel in front of the insane repetitive claims, and now even calls to overturn an American election being made by President Trump. To you Republicans who continue to deny reality, I've got something to tell you. You're an embarrassment. You're prostitutes and Donald Trump is your pimp. There are some who are listening who are probably saying I just disparaged the character of the people I'm addressing. Well, if you are, you're wrong. Because you can't disparage what doesn't exist. What's your problem, Republicans? Are you afraid that Trump is going to tweet about you? You're wetting your diaper because of a tweet. Wow. You're not the person I'd share a foxhole with. I wouldn't even share an outhouse with you, cowards. I mean, I get it. I understand. Trump brought 75 million or so voters to the game. I see that. You think they'll all still be standing with him after January 20th? Have you done some math with the Trump Twitter following? It's already lost almost 400,000 people since Election Day. You think voter loyalty is forever? Ask Eric Cantor. Google that name if you don't know what I'm talking about there. How about President George H.W. Bush and his 90% approval rating during the first Iraq War? How'd that all end up when he ran for re-election? Oh, but Trump can raise money. I mentioned that $200 million Trump fund since Election Day with that bogus promise that the money would go to his court challenges of the election. I gave you details about that last time, too. That's over on our audio page about the Trump fund. But be that as it may, money doesn't buy political success either. I think you can ask Jeb Bush, Hillary Clinton, Michael Bloomberg about that. Same goes for the people in the media. Outlets like that public access channel Newsmax TV are climbing aboard the garbage scowl, trying to build an audience. Maybe even worse is Fox News, who climbed off, saw their ratings start to drop, and are scrambling to climb back on. So for those folks, what are you going to do when it's all over and it's President Biden? Are you going to pretend nothing happened? Or are you going to continue to call into question the election system and the process in America by simply rolling out the red carpet for the evidence-lacking people who feed the fake narrative? Maybe even as bad are the members of the news media who are promoting the anti-vaxxer movement led by Laura Ingraham on Fox News. That's the same male individual who gave Scott Atlas a platform to compel Trump to make that inexperienced quack his lead voice in the White House coronavirus task force. Together, you all are building a bomb. And that bomb is the person who's buying the lies and conspiracies you're selling, getting angry and lashing out at those who you've labeled to be the corrupt. Lashing out is spanning from threats to trespassing to attempts to intimidate. So how much longer before someone dies because you ignorantly labeled them?